This is Ozarks at Large. Established in 2013, the Pack Shack is a Northwest Arkansas-based nonprofit that makes the battle against hunger fun by hosting Feed the Funnel parties. Volunteers pack food for those in need at these events, which may feature a disco ball, dancing, music, and a gong. As of this week, the organization has surpassed 30 million meals packed. Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda visited the Pack Shack's Cave Springs office yesterday to speak with CEO Brett Raymond about the milestone. They began the conversation by discussing the goals of the nonprofit.
The Pack Shack is involved in increasing awareness about hunger issues that face communities across the country. We give everyone a way to engage by packing meals, and then we encourage them to stay connected with local nonprofits in their own community. And we do that primarily through our crazy fund, Feed the Funnel parties, where people come together to pack thousands of delicious, healthy meals that again stay in the local communities where they live to help their neighbors in need.
So based in Northwest Arkansas, but serving people around the country, do you have any idea how many people you serve annually?
This year we'll serve probably around 50,000 people who will participate in parties. Those 50,000 people will pack anywhere from 9 to 10 million meals this year.
How did you expand from the local community here in Northwest Arkansas to across the country? Was that a goal from the beginning, or did that just kind of happen?
Well, it was always a goal to expand beyond Northwest Arkansas because the need goes well beyond Northwest Arkansas. How that happened is the fun part of the story. And that really came through word of mouth. You know, people who had experienced a Feed the Funnel party were like, man, that's so much fun. And, you know, and then they would tell their friends. And then we started getting calls from, you know, faraway places like Little Rock and Tulsa and things. And then when word really started to spread, we found ourselves in Washington, D.C. and in San Francisco. And we were just a small organization. And yeah, so then we, you know, ended up putting teams in Columbus, Ohio and Orlando, Florida as well. But we go nationwide. We've worked in over 40 states now. We've engaged over 150,000 people to pack over 30 million meals now.
Right, you've hit that milestone of 30 million meals.
Yeah, this week, as a matter of fact. And so we're thankful that we've had the opportunity to be involved in so many people's lives and providing delicious food and healthy food for them. It's also a realization that there's a great need and a continual need for a lot of folks out there.
What prompted you to start this organization?
Yeah, so I had worked in international pediatric nutrition and lived in East Africa. And when I came back to Northwest Arkansas, where we had lived before, I just started asking questions about local hunger and nutrition issues. And really, rather than starting the Pack Shack, I really like to say that it emerged from those 8 months of conversations. So when we had our first Feed the Funnel party, 900 people participated to pack 200,000 meals because they had all contributed to the idea of the Pack Shack. I just happened to be the one that was, you know, kind of stewarding those conversations.
Let's discuss these Feed the Funnel parties. If I want to participate in a Feed the Funnel party, mm-hmm. how what will I experience?
Yeah, well, you know, the reason we call it a party is because people want to do something fun. You know, if you go to volunteer, which is fantastic, and we live in the most generous country in the world in terms of people volunteering time and resources, you want to have a good time. So we said from the beginning, let's do something that's going to be really, really fun. Nobody really likes to go to an event, but people love to go to parties. And so we wanted to make it a party. So that means we've got loud music. If you're in our Cave Springs party room, we've got disco ball and party lights and a great sound system and, you know, spontaneous dance parties break out and maybe a hula hoop contest and karaoke. You just never know, but it's going to be a lot of fun. But then the actual process of packing the meal is really serious because, number one, we take food safety very seriously, and the meal itself is really important because it provides a great source of protein and vitamins and minerals. And we developed this meal with the expert assistance of the chefs at Tyson Foods, who have been so generous to us. So all of that comes together in a Feed the Funnel party. So when you come to one, yeah, you get to wear a groovy hairnet. That's just going to happen, and you're going to look fabulous in it. You're going to have on gloves. You know, we take all the all the food safety precautions, but then those meals are going to be packed really well. Local nonprofits that you choose to donate the meals to will also come to the party. They'll talk about why these meals are going to help them and the people they serve. And then at the end of the party, we load up their vehicle with those meals so they can start to get them to the people who need them.
So what's an example of a meal that I might be putting together?
Yeah. These are put together in really well-designed bags. It looks like, you know, something you'd get off the store shelf. Our most popular meal is a cheesy rice and vegetable meal, which is delicious. And when you make one bag of this, it fills a 13-by-9 casserole dish. And you can do a lot more with it, too. My favorite recipe, I make tacos from this. So I'll put some Rotel and some extra shredded chicken and maybe a little taco seasoning. But then it stands up really nice in a tortilla. You can make grilled cheese from this. You can make different types of casseroles. We even have recipes for leftovers that you can use. So it's really versatile. But it's really nutritious. So the number one form of malnutrition globally is a protein deficiency. And so we made sure, number one, that this meal has protein in it. So it's a vegetable protein. So that's really, really critical. Number two is it's fortified with 19 vitamins and minerals. So a lot of people aren't getting the right vitamins and minerals that they need, especially kids. And so we wanted to make sure that kids were getting protein and vitamins and minerals in this meal.
And where does the food come from? Do you purchase that yourself or is that donated?
We purchase all of the food. We maintain really strict supply chains in terms of product quality and everything that a normal food manufacturer would do. And because we pack so many meals, we're ordering, you know, every 2 to 3 weeks to keep our warehouse going and all of the parties staffed and stocked appropriately. Most of the ingredients, well, of course, Arkansas rice, of course, and then other ingredients from throughout the Midwest.
So what comes next for you? 30 million is quite the milestone, but I suspect you're not done.
Yeah, we're not done. You know, we introduced another product this year, our pasta parmesan product. And so that's fantastic. So we're working on expanding its availability, which, you know, we need. We've got to manage our warehouse space appropriately for that. But it's a fantastic product that we also developed with the chefs at Tyson. So getting the pasta parmesan product out. And then we're also looking at putting a location in Dallas. We're down there, it feels like, every week anyway. Businesses, opportunities have really grown there. So we hope to expand into Dallas. But, you know, it's really inspiring our friends and neighbors to just live as neighbors toward one another, which to us, that's real. We call it be neighborly. And what that means to us is know our neighbors, understand their struggles and challenges, have compassion, and importantly, take action. And that's something that can be done in a Feed the Funnel party, but doesn't have to stop there. We hope it continues and that people will get involved, not just with the local organizations that are near to them, but that they'll have their eyes open to people in need around them, where it's just neighbors taking care of neighbors.
Well, congratulations on the milestone, and thanks for talking to us today.
Thanks. I really appreciate you coming out.
That was Brett Raymond, CEO of the Pack Shack, speaking with Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda. More information about the nonprofit's work is available at thepackshack.org.